it. Take it up and give him praise. It's to our God. Every word of worship. With one accord. Come on, say every praise. Every praise. It's to our God.
It's gone.
God bless you, God bless your family and friends. Thank God for each and every one of you. Listen, I know you might be having some problems with the broadcast, as my God, things have been played, sounds and stuff is getting in and out. But the broadcast goes out at any moment. Amen. Just understand some technical difficulties that is going on. But nevertheless, we stop for each and every one of you. We give God the praise. God bless you all on this Independence Day. Amen. It's a perfect day and a great day. Amen. That you begin to enjoy your families. Amen. You have family together. Amen. It's a good day just for you to get to have some time to spend with each other. You know, Pastor, I am all for, amen, you spending time with family, amen. I'm all for it. But also remember, amen, we still also in the pandemic dealing with the coronavirus. Let's not get loose and careless, amen. Let's not do that, amen, and understand that we are still in a pandemic, amen. Still practice, still practice what you need to do to make sure yourself and your family and everyone is safe. Amen. We just thank God for you all. We just give God the glory and we His holy name. Amen. We're just going to continue to start to pray all over the world. Thank Him and lift Him up. Because one thing I know is that the Lord is on the main line. Somebody needs to just go ahead and call Him up and tell Him what you want. Thank Him, and we give God the glory. I'm telling you, my God, long as you walk by faith and not by sight, and you go in and live authentic to His word, I'm telling you, continue to see the blessings of the Lord. Amen. And just go ahead and be true to the game. My God, don't be fake. Amen. Be true to the call and be true to your walk with the Lord and Savior. Amen. You cannot go both ways of the fence. You just only could go one way, but you can see the results that God has for you and your life. And thank God for our partners and listeners all over the world. It's always a blessing to have them to tune in and celebrate, my God, with us in the Word of God. It's a blessing. We just give God the glory. And we just praise His holy name. Amen. Listen, let's go ahead and move on in the broadcast. We're going to go ahead and buzz our very own mother in, Mother Helen. God bless you, Mother Helen. Go ahead and give us this brief welcome. God bless you.
God bless you, Apostle. Good morning, everyone. Under the sound of my voice, we bring you blessed greetings and welcome from Apostle Temple Spencer, Queen of the House, our leading lady, Lakeisha Spencer, the entire ADM family. We welcome you. As I always say, sit back, relax, fasten your seatbelts, and get ready to hear a rhema word from God. And again, I say you are so very welcome to our international visitors and our local visitors. We welcome you. God bless.
God bless. Always, she always gives blessings. Bless God for you all, and we just want to speak to His holy and to lift Him up. I'm telling you, God, I just want to bless. At the end of the day, nobody told me that this, my God, this will be easy. But at the end of the day, that He has brought us this far to lead us. Amen. I just want to tell somebody that the day that God ain't bring you this far to leave you. Amen. It's a blessing. It's a beautiful thing. Amen. Once to walk with God and walk with Him, it's always a blessing and beautiful thing. Listen, let's go ahead and go into our very own prayer with our very own evangelist, Nita. God bless you.
God bless you, Apostle Temple, where everybody that's under the sound of my voice this morning. And it's under the sound of my voice God has given me this morning. And I'm just so grateful and so thankful that it's not how I was on yesterday, but it's getting better day by day. So I'm thankful that God did not bring me this far just to leave me. Heavenly Father, as we come to you this morning, Lord Jesus, we are just thankful and grateful, Father God, that you are our Heavenly Father, Father. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your mercies this morning, Father God. As we continue into this podcast this morning, Lord Jesus, we ask you to bind that's not of you, Lord. spiritual anointing over the lines, Father God. Every place that God's people is this morning, Father. We thank you, Lord, that they chose us, Father God. Feed them the bread of life this morning, Father God. So as we continue on today, Lord Jesus, we just thank you, Father. We thank you for all things, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the word, Lord Jesus, that's going to come forth, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for healing, Lord. We thank you for deliverance, God. We thank you, Lord, that we will not leave this broadcast today, Father, the same way that we came, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for our freedom, Lord, our dependence in you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that we have a choice, Lord Jesus, to be free, Father God, to allow Jesus Christ to be the head of our lives, Lord, our lordship, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for dying on the cross, Lord Jesus, so we may have independence, Lord. So this is what we serve on today, Lord Jesus. We serve, Father God, you, Lord Jesus, for being the head of our lives. We serve you, Lord Jesus, for dying on the cross for us. We serve you, Lord Jesus, for making it where we can have salvation and sit in the kingdom with you, Lord Jesus. We serve you today on today, Father God. And Father, Father God, we have you, Father God. We have a voice, Father God, that we can say thank you. We have a voice that we can cry out victory on this morning, Father God. We just thank you, Lord Jesus, for freedom. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for being who you are and allowing us to know whose we are, Father God, in this day and time, Lord Jesus. We shall continue to walk with you. We shall continue to commune with you. We shall continue to obey your ways and your will, Father God. We just thank you on today for life, Lord Jesus, because some of us did not make it, Father God. Although we are in the seventh month, Father God, halfway through the year, Lord Jesus, just understand, Father God, our seat belts are fastened, Father God. We are not going anywhere, Lord Jesus. We're going to continue, Father God, to praise your holy name. We're going to continue, Father God, to hold on to your unchanging hand. We're going to continue, Father God, to stay in your will, and your will only. Satan, you have been evicted. You have no authority on this line on today. You have no authority on the minds of these people. You have no authority on the hearts. We live under the high God, Elohim, and we should continue to serve him day in and day out. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, amen, for that prayer. I'm telling you, saints of God, you know, no matter what you go through, amen, you just got to keep a praise in you. That praise is all the life support spiritually, amen, that things in around you can overtake you, my God Almighty, but because of that praise, it's what I do. That is like a lifeline to many of you, and it's, amen, for we can just keep on moving on. In the name of the Lord, we just pray for you all. We just thank God for you all once again. Listen, it's so confident, but I just want to go and give you my quick word, and really is mainly into a cheap area, but I just want to give you something, amen, but you can just go and take with you, because at the end of the day, amen, God is going to continue to be a blessing to you, amen, and we understand that different things in our own personal lives can stop the blessings of the Lord for coming on in. I'm very particular and I'm very individual that really push for the blessings of the Lord, because at the end of the day, we want to see results to happen in our life. I don't know anyone, amen, anyone that get motivated in life that where they don't see no results. They always see disappointment. They always see different things that is overtaking them. Overtaking them is almost like nothing could go right. Amen. And when you get an individual like that, it's always issues, problems, and nothing go right. Amen. You become disgusted. Amen. To where even your grip, amen, with the Lord begin to be weakened. Let's be honest here. Amen. So it's results that we want to constantly see. Amen. But one thing I love about the kingdom of God and how the structure is set up, the result has a lot to do with us. The result doesn't have things, by God, is the determination of God. What God did, he placed things in his proper place, amen, and let us know, amen, that the kingdom is God, is at hand. And the results that we get from the kingdom and the results that we get from the heavens, amen, has everything to do with us, amen. God give us access, and he allows, amen, and granted us different things pertaining to the kingdom and the blessings that this comes on our life. But it's up to our, my God, life. It's up to us if we're going to begin to receive the different things that God has for us. Amen. A lot of things, it begin to cause individuals to be out of the blessings and out of the different things that God has for them. Amen. And these different things, amen, could cause a stopping block. Because one thing about I learned in this walk with God, God is not going to put something pure into something that is messy. I'm going to say that again. God is not going to put something that is pure into something that is messy. He's not going to bless something that is, my God, that is something that is great into something that is still, my God, dealing with a struggle. Amen? We have to overcome these areas. And mainly that I found out, people becomes a struggle, amen, my God, with their self, or they allow other people become a struggle with them. But we have to understand that we have to make decisions in our life, amen, that it's a decision for our life, amen. But at the end of the day, I don't have nothing in my heart against you. I want to show you real quick, my God, in the scripture. My God, as the Bible begins to declare in Revelation 12 and 7, the Bible begins to say in Revelation 12 and 7, it says, now war arose in heaven. Now we have some issues that is arising where? In heaven. Amen. There have been some issues, been some commotions, and been some things that we don't read this story and heard this story before that did not happen in where? Heaven. And the Bible begins to declare, now watch this, Michael in his anger. So, in other words, Michael began to lead a group of what? Angels, other individual. Michael, if you don't understand who Michael is in his position in heaven, Michael is one of the top war angels, my God, that is in heaven. He is a war angel. In other words, he is a lieutenant. He is a general, amen, that leads a group of war angels. And the Bible began to declare, Michael and his angels begin to do what? Fight against the dragon. First of all, they begin to deal with the issue. They begin to deal with the problem. And it comes to a season to where I have to do what? It's a fight that has to go on. See, many people begin to give up in situation because situation, it might draw out to be longer than it expected, amen, to where you begin to lose the fight in you. I just want to pause right there just for a second and begin to speak to the fight into the individual. And to let the individual know that the Bible never declared how long the fight took place. It just gave us, my God Almighty, the point of reference of the kind that it said it was a fight. Amen. The Bible never said how long you're going to be in this battle or how long you're going to be in this fight. But I just want to let you know that it was so what? It was a fight. One thing I love about the book of Ephesians, my God Almighty, when the book of Ephesians tells you to put on the whole armor of God, it didn't tell you to go and fight with the whole armor of God. It tells you to do what? To stand. Some of you got to understand that it's different methods of fighting, amen, and especially in the natural, amen. They got boxing.
boxing. They got jiu-jitsu. They got karate. They got kung fu. They got MMA, mixed martial arts. Amen. They got different styles of fighting and different techniques of fighting. Amen. And not all techniques are useful. Amen. Some techniques, my God Almighty, it's not good for this situation. And some techniques I got to use, my God Almighty, for certain situations. We as saints of God, we got to understand that it's multiple techniques pertaining to our fight. Y'all hear me? It pertaining to the situation. Some techniques, it probably calls me to hold my peace. Some techniques, it probably calls me to go into intercession or prayer. Some techniques probably calls me to fast and pray. And some techniques, my God, techniques, it probably just calls me just to get into a place and get some joy in my soul. Amen. Get some peace in my mind. Some techniques, my God, for certain situation is very effective. Now the question is, what technique that you are using to fight in your situation? Amen. Some of us, only technique we know about just how fit that God speaking in tongues. What God is trying to tell you, baby, daughter, son, or child, it's a technique that where you just need to hold your peace, and I will fight your battles. Come on, somebody. It was a situation, my God, pertaining to the walk of the children of Israel. It was different things that they had to come across and different techniques that they had to use, amen, pertaining to their journey and also pertaining to their fight. It was one technique where God just said, I just need y'all to walk and keep on going. And as y'all walking, I will be the pillar of cloud by day, and I'll be the fiery one by night. So all you have to do in the midst of this fight right here, get you some distance that is separate you for you and the enemy, because you just don't understand. And even though the enemy, it was a season where Pharaoh, amen, granted the decision right then, but our God said, I already know that this individual, my God Almighty, when reality done hit him, what went on, this individual going to come after you. See, sometimes some of us need to stop having all the sins and let God take the wheel and let God bring separation with us in issues, in us in individuals, in us in personal problems, in us in person, and stop trying to pick everything back up and carry it on as if it has relevance in your life. You're going to, my God Almighty, stop your what? Your blessing. I truly believe that if Moses did not follow God and begin to follow his own mindset and begin to do different things, they just didn't know that they was on a time frame. A time frame of what? From them to get out of the Pharaoh, my God, prison, and them get to the, my God, the Red Sea. Because any movement or any stop or delay then, I'm pretty sure that Pharaoh and his army be up on them to slaughter what? The people. But because at a certain time, my God Almighty, and at a certain place, they was positioned. See, many of you trying to worry about things to open up in your life. And where God says it might not be the time for it opening up, but it's the time or the season for you to sit by the door. Sometimes God will cause you, my God, to sit at a certain place. I feel that one right there. Somebody caught that one. Sometimes God will have you to just sit there at a certain place and don't move and just do what? Wait on him. See, Moses in the children of Israel had to sit at the Red Sea, my God Almighty, and do what? Just wait on the answer of God. It's the moment when the enemy came there like a flood. Y'all about to hear me up in here. It's the moment when the situation looks like it's going to overtake them. It looks like, has anybody ever been in a situation, or you might be in one right now, that it looks impossible? I don't did all I could do. My hands is sold up. I can't go no more. Everything is blocked off, and now I can see this issue of this situation. It looks like it's going to overtake, my God Almighty. Then guess what? The Lord showed right on up. Can I tell somebody, just for a praise break, he may not come when you want him, but at the end of the day. And surely he will be right there on time. But the funniest things about this here, amen, and this is just a side note, the funny thing that tripped me out about the story, amen, to where we feel as though God done left us, where we probably feel as though that God done forgot about us. At the end of the day, he had to remind Moses, and I've been with you the whole time, the whole situation. See, we be looking at everything else, and Moses, all he had to do is look and see what he got in his hand. And God said, you get that rod and scratch out your hand, and guess what? The way was already made. Can I tell somebody this morning, my God Almighty, baby, you just need to sit and wait on God and get your answer, because I'm here to tell you the way is already made. You just need God to reveal it for you. You need God to help show you that the way is already made. And the Bible began declaring Michael and his angel fought against the dragon, and the dragon and his angels begin to fight back. Amen. Now the dragon got what? Got some angels. Y'all got a problem with that. And this is the thing to where I tell people, stop getting influenced by other folks. Amen. Stop getting manipulated and influenced. If somebody got to tell you to come over here, to go there and go there, you better look at them sideways, because if God have not led you, don't let people lead you where God have not led you, because people will leave you into their own problems, into their own mess. Then they'll get ready, then they'll turn around and talk about you for what they cause or influence you in your own life. Can I speak to any shepherds this morning? Somebody say, you know what? I don't took control and be the headship of my life. My God Almighty, I'm walking with the God. Can I speak to you? And the Bible said, and the dragon and his angel fought back. So now we got a battle here. But the Bible declares in the 8th verse, my God, it says, but he was what? Defeated. See, you cannot, this is the thing to where no one cannot tell me that, my God, the devil could overpower your situation. No one cannot tell. He was already defeated in heaven. My God Almighty, things done turned, things done, and he got what? Put out. See, you can't tell me, and this is where when folks begin to have a devil infestation problem. The devil attacked my finances. The devil don't touch my body. The devil don't touch my mind. The devil don't got my kids. The devil don't got my family. The devil don't came in here. The devil don't mess with this man. The devil don't touch my car. The devil don't touch my house. The devil don't touch in this here. Now, the devil don't make me feel. The devil don't hit my keys. My car won't start because of the devil. My food, I don't got nothing to eat because the devil don't took this food. The devil don't got in this person. The devil got them talking about me. The devil got me mad. The devil got me cussing. The devil got me a roll rate. The devil trying to stop me out blessings. The devil trying to do this right here. I don't know where the devil at. Here, devil, 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 everywhere, devil, devil. Old Matt Donald had a farm, and the farm was full of devils. What's going on with this? Come on, saints of God, talk back to me. What's going on with this picture? And where the Bible begins to declare in 12th chapter, my God, of Revelation in 8th verse, it says, but he was what? Defeated. I want to ask somebody, my God, that the songwriter asked us and asked us a question, whose side that you are on? And I heard somebody else up there, I'm on the Lord's side. And I want to ask a question before thousands of you that is listening, my God, to this broadcast, whose side that you are on? Are you on the Lord's side? That's where your tongue, your native tongue or your language needs to change, because it's no longer the devil. I thank you, Lord. I think the Lord is blessing me. I think the Lord finna heal my body. I think, because it's no more acknowledging what the devil could do and giving him the authority and the power, amen, that he don't have. It's my time to acknowledge you, my God, the Lord. Why you want to keep acknowledging something that is defeated? My God, don't have a chance of winning, don't have a chance, my God, of progressing, even progressing you in life. You got to understand that, my God, you are a more than a conqueror. Then the Bible has been declaring in 8 verse, but he was defeated, and there was no longer, watch this, any place for them, not for only for him, but the Bible says for them. them in where? In heaven. It says it's no longer a place for them, for him, all of them up in heaven. See, you got to stop holding on stuff in your life. Amen. By now, you should make a determination that it's no longer a place for certain things in your life. It's no longer a place for certain things in my mind. If you don't defeat it, that situation, can I speak to somebody, my God? If you don't defeat it, that situation, you don't defeat it, that issue, why you keep allowing this thing to keep playing back? The Bible says it's no longer, my God, once you've been defeated, it's no longer for you to come up in my door. It's no more room for you. It's no more time here from you. It's no more area that, my God, that you could take advantage of, because it's no longer for me to entertain the thought, or even you, my God Almighty. Well, my God, Beyonce made a comment, and she said, boy, bye. I just want to let somebody know, let somebody tell. My God, you got to understand that, girl, boy, bye. You got to learn how to say bye to your situation. You got to learn how to say bye to your stress. You got to learn how to say bye to your worryation. You got to learn how to say bye to different burdens and different situations and opposition that may want to come your way. You need to say bye, 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 bye. Why? Because you've been defeated a long time ago. Y'all about to help me here. In the Bible, the Glenda declare in the ninth verse, and it says, "And the great dragon was thrown down." My God, that ancient serpent who is called the devil in Satan, the deceiver of the what? Of the whole world. So the Bible already gave him and the knowledge that he has an assignment. Y'all hear this. He has an agenda. What is the assignment? What is the agenda? It says the deceiver of the whole, watch this, world. Y'all hear me? The deceiver of the whole world. And he was thrown down to earth, and his angels were thrown down with him. Y'all hear me? And his angels was did what? Thrown down with him. And the 11th verse says, and they have conquered him by the blood of the what? Of the Lamb. See, this is where it begins to make me feel uneasy, my God Almighty, for us believers and constantly getting overtaken and constantly allowing different things. We should have more good times than we talk about bad times. We should have more joy in our life than we have more disappointment. We should have more peace, my God Almighty, than more stress, because the Bible declares, and they conquer him by the blood of the Lamb. If I'm washed in the blood, if I'm covered by the blood, why, my God, that scripture that says I'm more than a conqueror, that is not just a word or just a verse that is thrown at me. That's something that I live by. That's something that I walk by. That's something that I make decisions by. That's where my faith is at. That's where my belief is at. That's where my movement is at. That's where my thought is at. That's where my talk is at. I talk like I'm more than a conqueror. I walk like I'm more than a conqueror. My God, my mind is made up like I'm more than a conqueror. Because if God be for you, I felt that preacher man right there, who can be against you? Come on, church. If God could be for you, tell me who could be against you. And it says, watch this. It says, my God Almighty, and they have conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of their testimony. Y'all about to hear me. For they love not their lives even unto death. By the words of their who? By their words of their testimony. Say, I want to help somebody this morning. Even my God Almighty, by the words of their testimony. One thing I love about God. One thing I love about God is, see, God can love you from a distance. Amen. God can love you and love, my God, everything about you, but he don't allow you to affect him no more. He don't allow that situation or that issues, amen, to make us have any bad blood against, my God, each other. Amen. It's a problem when the saints of God cannot come together in unity because they done been lied on, been backstabbed and whatever. I wonder, do you have the love of God inside of you? Because one thing about God, he has wisdom, my God Almighty. And at the end of the day, he don't have no bad blood against Satan. He got a judgment. It's a judgment sentence on Satan. But even that judgment sentence, he still don't have no bad blood. How do you know that, Pastor, since you're so biblical educated and edumacated and all that good stuff? Well, daughter, real son, it says here in the book of Joel 1 and 8, it says, and the Lord said unto Satan, now the Bible begins to declare, my God Almighty, that the Lord is saying something to Satan. So now God finna have a conversation who? With who? With the devil. Y'all hear me? With who? Satan. It says, and the Lord said unto Satan, has thou considered my servant Job? There is none like him in the earth. Before then, my God, in the seventh verse, it says, and the Lord said unto Satan, where hast thou cometh? He said, Satan, where you going, bro? What's going on? What about you? Amen. See, when you don't came into a place that you are a conqueror, and you came into a place to where you're not allowing things to overtake you, you begin to be, you are the overtaker. Amen. You are not worrying about different things or having these devil infestations. Here, devil, there, devil, everywhere, devil, devil, devil. Amen. You walk with boldness. You walk with confidence. You walk with the authority. You already know that all I got to do, snap my hand and snap my finger, this stuff ain't going to bother me. It's going to move out the way, because I will not allow anything to separate me from the love of God, even the blessings of God. See, now we say in the book of Revelation in the 12th chapter that it was a fight going on. It was some issues that happened. And not only that, it was division that came in and separate, my God Almighty, my God, it separate a third from the heaven, from their position, from the heaven, and the third got put out. It was a division. Right then and there, I can see some saints don't toot up their nose at soul, don't roll their eyes, and don't want to deal with that no more. You dangerous. No, God just got wisdom how he do things. And the Bible begins to declare in the seventh verse, and the Lord said unto Satan, where comest thou? Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth, from walking up and down in it. See, this is where I'll begin to try to educate people. Not everything. See, God, the devil cannot lie in the midst of the presence of God. He cannot lie in the midst of the what? The anointed one. See, this is where you got to realize. Did the scripture declare to you that the scripture declared that the Lord said that a liar would not tarry in my sight? See, not everything is a lie. Some things is to tell the truth, but the motive behind it to break up some stuff, to mess up some things. That's why you got to have your own mindset. And there's so many people, even some of you on this line, my God, right now, you done messed up a lot of blessings. You done messed up a lot of relationships. You done messed up a lot of opportunities. You done messed up a lot of circumstances. You done messed up so many things. Why? Because you are not having your own mindset to determine different things, my God, for your what? For your self. The Bible declares that God says, where is thy coming, Satan? And the Satan answered the Lord and said, from 2 and 4. He didn't lie to the Lord. He told him what time it is. Amen. So you got to understand, my God, not every truth that comes in your life is a good truth. Amen. It just said it'll set you free, but set you free with what? Y'all about to hell. It's going to set you free with a judgment sentence. It's going to set you free with an attitude. It's going to set you free, my God Almighty, with some jealousy. It's going to set you free with envy in your heart. What is going to set you free with? Y'all quiet there. My God, the saints are quiet. I hear you. My God, it says, and said, for going to and from the earth, for walking up and down in it. It says, this is what I'm doing. This is where I'm going. You ask the question, this is what I'm doing. Now God says, watch this. My God Almighty, he don't got no issues with the devil. Watch this. He said, and the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job? Now he's giving him a prospector. He's giving him, my God Almighty, a prospector. Somebody said, my God, have you considered my servant Job? See, when you don't move on, when you begin to have wisdom from the situation, you don't let nothing stop you or your peace. That issue cannot, my God, dampen your peace. That issue cannot take away your joy. Folks cannot take away your peace. Folks cannot take away your joy. At the end of the day, I don't got bad blood about it, because when I walk up right before the Lord and I walk in the presence of God, baby, I don't have nothing to apologize or nothing to worry about. These issues about to get out of my way, because here comes the conqueror. Can I build somebody up this morning? And I want you to look in yourself in a mirror. Matter of fact, get the phone camera, turn it on yourself, and you just need to tell the world, say, listen, here come the conqueror. I'm finna shoot off fireworks today. Here come the conqueror. I'm finna make explosions. Here come the conqueror. When I get back to work on Monday, my God Almighty, from my base, I want to let them know, here come the conqueror. I know you've been talking about me, but I don't care. Here come the conqueror, because for me and my house, we're going to be blessed. We're going to serve the Lord. Here comes the, somebody need to tell themselves, here come the conqueror. Somebody need to say, in the midst of all your problems, not going to be conqueror, but I'm finna be the conqueror. Oh, y'all quiet. I'm finna be the one to be the conqueror. I'm finna be the one, my God Almighty, that going to conquer. I'm finna be the one, my God Almighty, that finna do the devour. I'm finna be the one. So we have to stop coming to this place and allowing these things to overtake us. Then we say we're representative of the Lord and of the Most High. Many of you, you don't block your blessings. You ain't staying blessed. You blocking your blessings. Amen. To allow these different things to be the one to overtake you. Allow these different things. There was a great division in heaven, and God still was able to sit at the table, amen, and talk and commune with the Satan, with the devil. See, when you know who you are and you know what you can bring, and you know that I'm the one that been conqueror. No. You don't have no issues to be worried about the enemy. The enemy need to be worried about. Y'all about to hear me up in here. The enemy needs to be worried about you. Amen. You don't have no issues to be worried about that. The enemy has to be worried about you. Amen. And this is where you got to build everything up around you, because you blessed. You got to understand, because you blessed, the enemy don't want to mess with you. Amen. Once you came into a place, and this is where the saints need to understand, it's not you he want to mess with. Amen. He'll try to touch everything around you. Amen. My God, but he won't do it. It ain't about you, but it'll be about what's around you that he'll try to bring distraction. So, in other words, he needs you to lower your faith and lower your guard. He needs, other words, like he told Jesus, told the Lord about Job, move that hedge around here. He needs that hedge for you to come out of. He needs that hedge move around you so he could do whatever he want to do with you. Since I'm so biblical and climbing, and I know what I'm talking about, well, let me show you in Scripture, in the book of Revelation, the same chapter, in the 17th verse, and the Bible begins to declare the dragon, say, then the dragon became furious with the woman and went on to make war on the rest of her what? Offspring. The Bible says it became furious with the women. It became furious with the different things that is going on. It became furious of somebody that got their head focused. It became furious of somebody that he tried to rock and rock side to side. Somebody that he tried to make quit and they ain't quit. Somebody he tried to make give up, they ain't gave up. Somebody he tried to make commit suicide, they ain't commit suicide. Somebody he tried to make throwing their power and they ain't throwing their power. They kept walking by faith and not by sight. They kept declaring and decreeing the word of God over their life. They kept speaking joy. They kept speaking peace. They kept tearing down all negative thoughts. They kept tearing down all negative things coming their way. They kept walking into the name of the Lord. And the Bible says that this dragon, this enemy, began to get furious with the woman and went on to make war, watch this, on the wrath of the what? Offspring. So he began to make war, not on her, but things around Jesus. I want to speak peace into somebody this morning. I want to tell somebody that you need to stand up and let the enemy know at the end of the day, you're mad because you couldn't get me. You're mad because I ain't throwing a towel. You're mad because I ain't gave up by now. You're mad because I'm still pushing on. You're mad because all the darts and the fire and everything that I've been thrown at me, I'm still giving it my all. I'm still thinking God. I'm still loving on God. You're mad because I ain't give up. And that in case you want to try to touch everything else, well, I got news for you, brother, just to show that God blessed me with it, and everything that God blessed me with, you might as well leave that alone too, because for as for me and my house, and that means everything in it, that's my job, that's my cow, that's my job, that's my house, that's everything, that's my mind, that's my family, that's my children, that's my cousin, that's everything. You don't have no jurisdiction to touch my God Almighty what God done gave unto me. Y'all about to hear me. And the Bible, watch this. And the Bible began to declare. It says, on the rest of her offspring. And it says, on those who kept the commandment of God and hold to the testimony of Jesus. And he stood, my God Almighty, on the sand of the sea. In other words, God came to our rescue. Y'all got to understand. This is where it doesn't matter what rocks your boat try to get in your way. Baby, it's time for you to stay blessed. It's time for you to understand at the end of the day, I can deal with you from a distance, but I don't have to let you in. I don't have to have a conversation and still reminisce issues and different things and problems that occur, because I will not allow anything separate me from the love of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are y'all still with me, my God Almighty, this morning? Many a times in life, we begin to allow things to separate us from the blessings, and we begin to focus on what we should not be focused on, and we need to focus on the blessings of God. How many of us does spend so much time focus on the outcome or negativity of different things other than looking what you have in my hand, what you have in your hand? What if Moses focused more on what Pharaoh and the army was bringing or what was coming to do other than focus on what the Lord wanted him to do? He had thousands of people would have been slaughtered because of the decisions. What are you allowing to be slaughtered in your life? It might not be people. It could be your peace. It could be your joy. It could be your happiness. It could be your financial income. It could be the stability of your mind. What are you allowed constantly to continue to get slaughtered? Because we more focus on the problem and not enough focus on a solution pertaining to the problem. I shared you once before that God is in the solution business because the problems is beneath him. He has the solution to the problem. The enemy want to make war? Well, I got a solution. You want to fight? I give you the fight. It's a winner take all. In other words, it's no more room for you here. But did God have bad blood against the enemy? Because he brought all that known. He dealt with him with wisdom. He dealt with him. In other words, the enemy did not have no more residence in heaven. God talked with him. God communed with him. But he don't have no more residence there. Stop allowing people, issues, and things to overtake you and guide you. Well, God done to position you to be the conqueror. Stop getting your happiness, your joy, your peace, financially, opportunities, relationships. Stop allowing that to be conquered because of your issues that you have not overturned or overtook it. We have to understand that God, my God, it's for the presence of God to give us peace, to give us joy, give us happiness, so we can keep walking into the blessings and walking into the things within our life. For the words of our testimony, it could be the blessings or the growth or the motivation for somebody else to enter into that place where we should be or we already in. It could be for somebody else. Allow the life that you live speak for itself. And let the trueness about you begin to show. Let's make some changes in our thought process. And let's use this day as Independence Day, a day that will often send off fireworks in my life. Often to send off some big booms in my life. And I'm not going to allow anything to come in to tamper with my peace, my joy, my happiness. And I'm going to begin to learn how to fight, use different techniques and different styles in the midst of my fight. I got to stop fighting the same way and the enemy begin to learn my pattern of fighting style. Sometimes I need to hold my peace. Sometimes I just need to go along with the flow. Sometimes I just need to keep doing what I'm doing and stop trying to do extra. Sometimes I just need to get a little more aggressive. Sometimes I probably have to get stern. Sometimes I probably have to get bold. Sometimes I probably just have to sit down and let somebody else drive. Whatever it is, understand when you begin to use different techniques, you always will come out a conqueror. That's right, Sister Tammy. That's an M80 boom. That's what it is. We're going to use some, my God Almighty, some TNT dynamite situation. Blow it up. And when you blow it up, don't bring the pieces back in your house. But always understand that at the end of the day, they are better on the outside than they're on the inside. Shadow, he became better on the outside than he was in the inside of heaven. Amen? You have the power. You have the key. God bless you all. I hope Pastor Happy gave you something to help you on this Independence Day and help you to keep moving in life. We just thank you all. Understand that your life being blessed is a testimony all by itself. You keep walking into the testimony. It's a testimony that you don't have to use by words to try to tell somebody. But the life that you live, the example, the manifestation, is a testimony all by itself. People will gravitate more visually than it is verbally. Let the vision of your life make a believer to you and to everything else around you. Begin to open up your mouth and declare and decree. And begin to wait on the instructions of God. And stop trying to use everything, this one situation. You got to use different techniques, different styles, for certain things may come your way. God bless you. We thank God for you from the ABM family and also Pastor and his family. We thank God for you all, and we give God the glory. Amen, in Jesus' name.